Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
When they reference me saying voting for Pig Dick Donald Trump on the table, the beauty is they say in the articles, Michael Rappaport, far left actor, comedian, number one, retract that shit, Fox News, Breitbart, New York Post, retract that shit. I have never referred to myself as far left. I want a motherfucking retraction. I've never said I'm far left. I've never claimed to be far left. If anything, I said I'm in my own party. I want to create my own party. It's called the Fully Disruptive, Fully Honest, Apologize When You Fuck Up, Apologize When You Get Something Wrong Party. That's the working title. No Fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here on today's museum quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. The passing of Apollo Creed, the actor Carl Weathers, who portrayed Apollo Creed in the Rocky films, has passed. Remembering Carl Weathers, the great, great actor, iconic actor, plus Oops, I Did It Again, Iggy Oops, I Did It Again, How I Went Viral, and How I Demand a Retraction on Being Called a Far Left Activist. What the fuck is going on? And the big game, the big week, it's Super Bowl week. We break that down, making picks. All that and more in a hard-hitting, beautiful, museum-quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real loud. Start this puppy up with something real nice. But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real funky. It's I Am Rappaport Stereo Pocket. Liggity, let's go. All right, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear. The Iggity I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Boom. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity. The Ziggity. Oh, I'm not stuck. The Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Name is Mike Rappaport, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. The Disruptive Warrior. I really hope everybody's feeling good. I really hope everybody is feeling safe. I really hope everybody is feeling sane. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast, live and direct from New York City. Nueva Yorker, the OG, Gloom Tomb. Giving a shout out to the Rapa Pack Worldwide. Giving a shout out to El Duke. Know he's been going through it. Giving shout out to the Rapa Pack, New York, LA, San Francisco, Chicago, Florida, all over the United States, all over South America, Canada, Mexico, Israel, of course, France, led by my main man, Musa, Mr. New York. And just everybody out there listening to the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, I really hope everybody's okay. I really hope everybody is taking care of themselves physically, mentally, spiritually, and beyond. Crazy time. We're here, February 2024. Make sure you take care of yourself. However, whatever that means, if you're in Florida, in Miami, come see me this Thursday, this Friday at the Miami Improv, the 8th and the 9th at the Miami Improv. I'm performing 3 shows in Miami. Then I am performing in Tenafly, New Jersey at the JCC this Saturday night, 1 show. Then I am going back to Israel. Looks like I'm going back to Israel, which I'm really excited about. And then I'm coming back. I'm doing more shows. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. February 29th, March 1st, March 2nd at the Stress Factory in beautiful Bridgeport, Connecticut. And the 15th, 16th, and 17th, my rescheduled shows at Tommy T. Pleasanton, California. Then I'm Oklahoma, bitch. Oklahoma City, March 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And then we're going to glorious Fort Wayne, Indiana. The big fucking city of Fort Wayne, Indiana, the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. All tickets for all those shows I just mentioned are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. And then April, I'm coming to Tacoma. I'm going to be in L.A., the Comedy Store. I'm going to be at Flappers in Burbank. We're moving. We're grooving. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. DM me. Always do my best to try to meet and greet Rapapack members. You come to a show, yo, scream dingo. Just scream dingo. All right, rolls off the tongue real nice and real proper, but got to start the show with bad news, man. Sad news. Carl Weathers, the great Carl Weathers, the actor who portrayed Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies. This one really, really, really hurt me, man. The great Carl Weathers has passed away at the age of 76. Really, man, this is sad. You know, if you've never listened to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast before, where have you been? And if you've listened to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast before, there's probably not an episode that doesn't go by that I don't quote something from Rocky. I mean, even if I don't even bring it up, I mean, so much of my life was inspired by seeing that movie when I was 6 years old, in a movie theater with my sister, and I was 6, and obviously I didn't understand everything about it, but I understood everything about it. I understood the emotion of it, and obviously Apollo Creed was the quote-unquote villain, the bad guy. You weren't rooting for him. You were rooting for Rocky, but golly, man.
I don't know about anybody else, but as long as I'm going to be promoting this fight myself, I want a lot more pressure put on for a rematch. Hey, we can get the same money for the two top contenders. Why go after Balboa? Why?
Because there's still a lot of people out there that think he won. There's a lot of people out there accusing me of having the fight fixed, accusing me of being a fake and insulting my kids at school. That's why.
You want to hear the truth?
Yeah, I want to hear the truth.
The truth is that last time he was damn lucky. Now he's all finished. I mean, he's been hanging around doing nothing for 6 months. And any trainer worth anything wouldn't have nothing to do with him. Now I say, let's go after some new meat. Forget this bum.
You think I beat him the last time? Do you?
You got the decision. Man, I won, but I didn't beat him.
What are you afraid of, Tony?
Honest?
Yeah, honest.
He's all wrong for us, baby. I saw you beat that man like I never saw no man get beat before. And the man kept coming after you. And we don't need that kind of man in our life. I know what you're feeling. Let it go. Let it go. You're the champ.
Thank you. Look, you're in charge of my public relations, right? I want a whole new campaign started. I want something done publicly to bring this man out. I want something done to jar this man's pride. I want something done to get the people around him talking. All right?
You realize if we use this humiliation tactic, you're setting yourself up as the bad guy.
Look, man, whatever gets him in the ring...
What an incredible, iconic performance. What an incredible, iconic actor. You really believed that this was a real fighter. Carl Weathers was not known when he did Rocky. He was just an up-and-coming actor. He actually played professional football. He played for the Raiders. He had a short stint in the NFL, and he looked like it. Beautiful physique, great voice. Just, you believe that this guy was a real fighter, and he embodied everything about Apollo Creed, just like all the actors in all the Rocky movies. Mickey, of course, the great Burgess Meredith, passed away years ago, the great Burgess Meredith, also known as one of the great cocksmen of all time. Never forget that, Mickey. Burgess Meredith, one of the great stickmen of all time, and I learned that right from Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone's mouth. Told me that while we were working on the movie Copland. Told the story many, 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 many times. He passed away. The great Burt Young unfortunately passed away, and now we lost Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed. And it just, I mean, that's like a part of my life. You know, that character was a part of my life. And obviously in Rocky II, they have the rematch. And they have the 10 count in the 15th round, and Rocky gets up right before Apollo Creed gets up. And then in Rocky III, he's there. And then Rocky IV, of course, Dolph Lundgren, Ivan Drago kills Apollo Creed. Ivan Drago killed Apollo Creed in the ring. Throw in the damn towel. That's what Duke said. But it was too late. And Carl Weathers had a great career. He was in Predator. Of course, he was in Toy Story. Great voice. I bet you he made a lot of money doing voiceover stuff for just random things. Because he had a great, great, great deep voice. He was in just so many things for so many years. Happy Gilmore, of course, with Shooter McGavin. He coached Happy Gilmore to that mountaintop moment where he took down Shooter McGavin, who was the bad guy. Shooter McGavin was like a lovable bad guy, just like Carl Weathers was in the Rocky films. You know, and I met Carl Weathers just one time. You know, I had been DMing him. We were DMing for the last few years. He would always hit me back. I wanted him on the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast so badly. And he kept saying, you know, I would love to come on. Busy. We're going to make it happen. Never got him to come on. But that's okay. I met him one time. It was crazy because I was watching all the Rocky films with my son, with my youngest son, when he was about, I'd say about 10. We went through about a week or two where we were watching all of them. Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5, Rocky Balboa. And then, of course, I believe only Creed had come out, which is crazy. Obviously, Michael Jordan pushed him to become a huge star. But we had just finished watching all the Rocky films, and we pulled up to this restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants in LA, and got out of the car, and fucking Apollo Creed was right there. Carl Weathers was right there, and my son saw him, and I was more excited than my son was. I ain't even gonna lie. And I just said, Mr. Weathers, I can't even tell you how excited I am to meet you. This is my son, Maceo. And I told him, we just watched the films. And my son, you know, he's quiet, low-key, shook his hand. And he said, how you doing, man, to my son? And I said, I'm such a huge fan. Like, I didn't want to fan out when I'm with my son. I'm, like, trying to, like, you know, be like a father. But I was bugging. And I was just so excited to meet Carl Weathers because, like I said, he just gave me and the world so much joy in all his films. But obviously, it's hard to supersede what he did in the Rocky films as Apollo Creed. And big, big loss. Big loss. A lot of actors, you know, we take them for granted and you forget and you just, they're not on the front of your head, your tongue, your toes. You're not watching them. He was in that Star Wars show, Mandalorian, and he always worked, and I'm sure he was great to work with, and I'm sure he was I know he was a pro. I guess he had started directing some of the episodes, and just, it's Carl Weathers, man. Carl Weathers. But, you know, it rocked Sylvester Stallone. He did an Instagram live video talking about it, and he refers to him as Creed. It's crazy. It's crazy. Miles Jordan, play a little bit of Sly talking about his relationship and the loss of Carl Weathers.
Hello, everyone. Today is an incredibly sad day for me. I mean, I'm so torn up, I can't even tell you. I'm just trying to hold it in because Carl Weathers was such an integral part of my life, my success, everything about it. I give him incredible credit and kudos because when he walked into that room and I saw him for the first time, I saw greatness, but I didn't realize how great. I never could have accomplished what we did with Rocky without him. He was absolutely brilliant. His voice, his size, his power, his athletic ability, but more importantly, his heart, his soul. It's a horrible loss. And I'm standing here in front of this painting because it was probably the last moment we were ever in the ring together, and I'll never forget it. He was magic. And I was so fortunate to be part of his life. So, Apollo, keep punching.
Huge loss for the fans of the Rocky films, which is pretty much everybody. Huge loss for his family. Huge loss in the Rocky world. The great, truly great, unique Carl Weathers has passed away at such a young 76 years old. Rest in peace, champion.
Are the doctor's reports confirmed?
Definitely.
Says here Mackley Green has suffered a severely cracked third metacarpal in his left hand. Okay. Of course, we can cancel the fight indefinitely if you're set on fighting Green.
Hey, it ain't just Green. Now, what about all the time Apollo is invested?
I believe we can find a solution.
Solution? Nothing. Now, you better find me another rank contender, and I mean in a flash, Jurgens.
Don't play games with my client. Apollo's already done $1 million worth of publicity, has made contractual obligations with 20 different organizations. He's not going to be embarrassed.
I contacted Ernie Roman's manager. Ernie's fighting in France that same week.
And get me Buddy Shaw. Hell, he's ranked fifth.
Went to California and gained 50 pounds. I get hold of every worthwhile contender, and they all say the same thing. 5 weeks just isn't enough time to get into shape.
Oh, shape nothing, man. They're afraid. Hell, they know everybody in the world's gonna see this fight, and none of them got a prayer whipping me. So they're making excuses so they don't have to be the chump to get whipped in front of the whole civilized world.
All I can say is I'm a good promoter. I've promoted fights in every goddamn country in the world, and I've broken my ass over this one. But I don't know what the hell else to do.
I do. Without a ranked contender, what this fight is going to need is a novelty. This is the land of opportunity, right? So Apollo Creed on January 1st gives a local underdog fighter an opportunity. A snow white underdog, and I'm going to put his face on this poster with me. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm sentimental. And a lot of other people in this country are just as sentimental, and there's nothing they'd like better than to see Apollo Creed give a local Philadelphia boy a shot at the greatest title in the world on this country's biggest birthday. Now, that's the way I see it. And that's the way it's gonna be.
Apollo, I like it. It's very American.
You know, Jurgens, it's very smart.
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The last I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast made waves. Big waves. Big, big waves, because I am the most disruptive person on the yard. Keeping it disruptive. Keeping it 150% all day, every podcast. Bullying the bullies, talking that shit. Talking that pure bred, fully disruptive shit all day, every day. Now, you guys, I always say this, I feel like, or at least you should know, that as far as my persona, as far as my disruptive persona, there is a sweet, soft, regular, calm, chill human being that I do present, and I do only present it to the listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Obviously, we've been doing this for a while, and you guys know me through the highs and lows, through the good, the bad, the health, the marriages, the moving, the grooving, the amount of different things that we've been through that I've talked about on this podcast, the amount of evolution that has gone on through this podcast with myself, with my personal life, with my public life, all of it is crazy. It's one of the great things about this podcast is that it is like a diary. It's a diary. It's a disruptive diary, but it also is really me. This is me. You know, as much as I like to talk my shit, I know I got some requests to do more Willie Hutching. I got some requests to continue to do more sick fucks. I try to see them all. I try to read them all. I try to get back to all you guys that listen to the podcast. But, you know, in all seriousness, in all honesty, like, I am the most honest and human with you guys. Social media, I it's a fucking performance, man. You guys know the performance. You guys know the performance. I hope you do, because I really try to be myself with you guys. The other day, went super viral, a lot of news, because I said on this, matter of fact, this is what I said. Miles Jordan, play this little clip.
This is why when I say voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table, voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. The other day in New York City, six illegal aliens jumped a New York City cop, NYPD's finest. They jumped a New York City cop in Times Square and were arrested and released without bail. I know it's a city thing. I know it's a state thing. I know all that. Okay? Stay with me. Released without bail. Came out of the courtroom on some Tupac, raising the middle finger with the Detroit Red Wings jersey. Let me tell you something. What the fuck is the world coming to if you could be from another country, beat up a cop in New York City, and walk out with no fucking bail? What the fuck is the world coming to? What the fuck is the world coming to? I know, Mayor Adams, you're from Brownsville, Brooklyn. I know this motherfucker's like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? Stay with me. On the same day that happens, cadaver Joe Biden issues an executive order about four asshole, quote-unquote, settlers in Judea, Samaria, a.k.a. the West Bank. Some troublemakers, three of the four have already been arrested. You issue an executive order about four troublemaking fuck-ups who've already been arrested in Judea, Samaria, while there's a war going on, while there's 100 plus hostages still being held in Gaza, you're talking about that, but you got nothing to say about motherfuckers beating up cops in New York City, the greatest city on earth? Maybe it's not. Maybe my city is not the greatest city on earth anymore. If you could beat up cops, if you could beat up cops in the quote unquote greatest city in the world and be released without bail, are we the greatest city on earth? Cadaver Joe Biden, we see you. We fucking see you. Don't worry about those fucks in Israel. Bibi got them. Israel will take care of them. Worry about cops getting beat up in Times Square and walking out with no bail like the fucking Tupac Shakur. Worry about that shit. This is why voting for Pig Dick Donald Trump is still on the table.
I said what I said. I have said what I said. And I do not mean to freak, especially the listeners of the podcast out, because that's why, and that's who I'm talking to right now. I do not mean to freak anybody out. I am not playing games. I don't play fucking games. I'm not faking jacks. But we are where we are. And you know the crazy thing about me saying voting for Pig Dick Donald Trump is on the table? Every time I say voting for Pig Dick Donald Trump, a.k.a. Dick Stain Donald Trump, a.k.a. Slob Dick Donald Trump is on the table, for some fucking reason, everybody goes crazy. Fox News, New York Post, even Elon Musk liked the clip of me saying voting for Dick Stain Donald Trump is on the table. Now, Elon, fuck the videos. Like, what's up with a car, Duke? Can I get a fucking Tesla, homie? I heard you be giving them shits away like they're fucking Skittles. Can I get a fucking, like a fully loaded Tesla Duke? But when they reference me saying voting for Pig Dick Donald Trump on the table, the beauty is they say in the articles, Michael Rappaport, far left actor comedian. Number one, retract that shit, Fox News, Breitbart, New York Post. Retract that shit. I have never referred to myself as far left. I want a motherfucking retraction. I've never said I'm far left. I've never claimed to be far left. If anything, I said I'm in my own party. I want to create my own party. It's called the fully disruptive, fully honest, apologize when you fuck up, apologize when you get something wrong party. That's the working title. That is the working title as of now. I've never said I was far left. Never going to say I'm far left. I don't fuck with that purple-haired bullshit. I don't fuck with all that goofy, kooky, sharing the bathroom bullshit. Identifying is this, that, and the third bullshit. Yo, you want to identify as whatever you want to identify with. Knock yourself out, Duke. Knock yourself out. That don't mean I have to believe the bullshit that you believe. Believe in it. Yo, have that Mamba mentality about yourself. But if I see you walking around 6'4 on the yard, big, broad Ray Lewis shoulders, and you trying to tell me you identify as a woman, and you haven't even gone through the surgeries, you just identify as a woman, you haven't even gone through you go through the surgeries, yo, you're a woman, knock yourself out. But you can't just be saying you identify as shit and expect the rest of the world to fall in line. Fuck all that goof. Oh, the whole fucking thing. The whole fucking thing. That far left, goofy, there's only oppressors and oppressed. I'm not with any of it. I've never been with any of it. But when I go viral, they call me far left actor, far left comedian, far left podcaster. Retract that shit. Or you might be looking for a lawsuit. Duke ain't going to be the first one. It ain't going to be the motherfucking first one. I need a retraction. But now they're all hitting me up. They all want to hear what the dingo has to say. They all want to hear what the gringo man dingo has to say. They all want to hear what the disruptive warrior has to say. There's value in my endorsement. There's credence in my endorsement. There's validation in my endorsement. When I talk shit, people listen. I'm like motherfucking E.F. Hutton on the yard. Remember those commercials? E.F. Hutton, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. I don't know how old you guys are, but that was a commercial. Miles Jordan, play that. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Play that. When the gringo man dingo talks, motherfuckers listen, as they should. When the gringo man dingo talks, people listen, as they should. Because I'm never, ever, ever talking out of pocket. I'm never, ever afraid to say when I'm wrong. I'm never, ever afraid to evolve with my thoughts, my POV, point of view, and my feelings. That's my superpower. That is my most resourceful superpower that I have, is to just fucking talk my shit for better or for worse. And if I talk my shit and I spit on your face, if I talk my shit, I step on your toes, I'll apologize. Yo, I ain't too proud to beg, and I ain't too proud to apologize. Never have been. One of the big problems with politicians is they're always afraid to apologize. Yo, you fuck up, you apologize. You said you're going to do something, you couldn't get it done, apologize. I know it opens you up for criticism. They keep track of everything. Whether you're a politician or real life, if you fuck up, apologize. That shows strength. That shows humanity. We all fuck up. We all should apologize. Nothing wrong with that. Got no shame in the apologizing game. Anyway, in regards to dick stain, pig dick, slob dick, you know, for you guys, I would be, I'm just not happy with New York. I'm not happy with the college campuses. I'm not happy with the anti-Semitism. I'm not happy with the border. I'm not happy with the interest rates at all. You know, I told you I got a new car a few months ago. Interest rates, fucking ridiculous, man. And I'm not happy with some of these people that are in Congress, representatives, the fucking squad, with their fucking agendas. With their fucking agendas. I don't like it. I don't like the fucking race politics. I don't like that shit. Does that mean I would actually ever be able to pull the fucking trigger on dick stain Donald Trump? That would be so, 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 so hard to do. But I'm only saying that to you guys because, see, I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You know, when I'm talking my shit, especially in regards to pig dick. So don't freak out, listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Like I said, I really feel like I try to be myself with you guys. So that's the truth, Ruth, regarding slob dick Donald Trump. The best thing about it is, though, I said it, when they do refer to me and Trump, they go Rappaport, who nicknamed him dick stain Donald Trump. You gotta love it. That's a win for us. That is a win for us. That is hilarious. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
A lot of people have asked me about this Mos Def Drake thing. Mos Def was on an interview and he said that Drake's music was like shopping music. And, you know, basically said what it... Listen, first of all, Mos Def is... When he's on his shit, Mos Def is one of the best. That being said, we can sit here and say whatever the fuck we want about Drake. I've said it all. The late, great DMX has said it all. The motherfucker ain't going anywhere. And he's of the times. He is of the times. He doesn't suck at all. He's just kind of like, you know, in terms of like, but he's done so much for hip hop. He does tons of shit for other artists. He does tons of shit. He's put on other artists. He's big upped other artists. He knows his history. I thought it was whack that after that, Mos Def then did a video saying, I reached out to Drake and Drake can hit me up. Drake ain't thinking about you, Mos Def. You said what you said. Now you're trying to reach out and all that shit. Again, Mos Def is fucking very underrated and really, 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 really good. But Drake ain't reaching out. Drake ain't fucking with you like that. You talked your shit. Now you DMing him like you want to do a collab, or he ain't doing no collab or nothing like that. He ain't doing any of that. Or maybe he is. I don't know. But a lot of people ask me about that. A lot of people have asked me about this new music, that new music. Let me tell you something. When I work out, and I worked out this morning. Oh, yeah. I worked out this morning. I turn on my old school shit. Whether it's old school, golden era, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I got my playlist. I got this app. It shuffles up the songs. It mixes them real nice and real proper. It plays them. It fucking does little mixes and all that shit. And I got my EPMD, my De La Soul, my Boogie Down Productions, my Large Professor, my Brand Nubian, my Lost Boys, my Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Eric B and Rock Kim, Black Moon, Camp Low, 50 Cent. I was listening to all that shit this morning. The GZA, the RZA, MC Light, Smith & Wesson. All that shit is playing. I'm not trying to listen to none of these young motherfuckers. They stink. They fucking stink. The beats stink. They're not inspiring. They got no soul. You can be, oh, well, listen to this Little Yachty record. Yo, he made this record. It's like real. I'm not listening to none of that shit. Tried. Not listening to none of that goofy shit. I got my Biggie. I got my Ghostface, my Jadakiss, my Craig Mack. I was listening to all that shit mixed up real nice and real proper. I'm not listening to little fucking yo-yo, little fucking bread dick. I'm not listening to any of these fucking guys. But I am going to do this. What I am going to do is pivot because it's the big fucking game. Oh, yeah. The big game. The biggest of the big sporting events is here and it's happening this Sunday. Needs no introduction. Super Bowl week is here. Higgity, have no fear. The sound bites are coming. The commercials are coming. And the actual game is coming. Patrick Mahomeboy and the Kansas City Chiefs versus Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, and the San Francisco 49ers led by the good Christian Debo, Acrobatic Ayuk, George the Animal on the 49ers. Lover Boy, Killer Kels, Rookie Rocket, Rajay Rice, and Pummeling Pacheco. It's going down this fucking Sunday. Cannot wait. I'm going to be in front of my TV. I'm going to be back from Miami. Told you I'm performing. The 8th and 9th at the Miami Improv. Come see me live at the Miami Improv. Come see me live. Tenafly, New Jersey. The 10th of February. All tickets, all information for all my shows. Throughout March are available. MichaelRapportComedy.com. But both defenses are strong. Kansas City Chiefs have been better this year, especially the last few weeks in the playoffs. Playoffs? The cornerbacks are locked down. Their pass rush gets more pressure. No Bruno. This is a rematch that happened the Super Bowl right before the pandemic in 2019. Yo, that's insane. Yo, my homeboy is on that Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, LeBron James, Steph Curry shit. He's on that. That Derek Jeter shit. Who am I forgetting? Who am I offending? He's on that shit. He's on that big dick on the table. Find a way to win. Kels, Reed, plus Vegas is giving me plus +2. I'm taking Kansas City with the points and hoping the Niners can win 24-23. I am hoping the Niners can win 24-23, because Miles Davis of the Dust Brothers, he's going to be streaking and whistling Dixie. You know, personally, I'm just going to enjoy the game. I don't have an emotional tie to the 49ers. I certainly don't have an emotional tie to those motherfuckers historically. And I don't have an emotional tie to the Kansas City Chiefs. The good Christian, his family, he deserves it. Debo, one of my favorite players to ever play football. I think it's going to be an unbelievable, fun game. It's always an event. Usher's performing. I'm going to be eating. I'm going to be packing. I'm going to be unpacking. But I have to say, I think that we are in for a great game. that the Kansas City Chiefs pull out. I'm sorry, Miles Davis of the Dust Brothers. No, don't put back on the Rocky sad music. I'm sorry. See, this fucking guy will just put on. No, I'm sorry. Okay, it's going to be a great game. The Swifties are going to be swifting. God damn. See, just to see Taylor Swift cry, I would. Fuck. I feel like the Chiefs are going to win, but maybe I should root for the 49ers because, like I said, I'm not emotionally involved, just to see Taylor Swift and the Swifties just crying. They are going to be crying. But we've been watching the games for 5 months. New York Jets fans haven't seen a Super Bowl in 55 fucking years. Shout out to Jordan Winter and the entire Winter family. They love the fucking Jets. That's tough, tough, tough fucking sailing. But I cannot wait for the game. And if you want to be in good hands with all your sports bets, you need to join our team of winners at CaptainPicks.com. CaptainPicks.com. Sports betting is supposed to be a team game. Sign up for any basketball package. Get all the NBA, all NCAA picks that will help you break your bookie's bankroll. Use the promo code BULL for 20% off on any package. BULL, B-A-L-L, for 20% off on any package. We do this every day on the hardwood. March Madness is around the corner. NBA playoffs are coming. You should be making money. Don't just pick random picks. Roll with a team of champions at CaptainPicks.com. The promo code is BULL. Anyway, I want everybody to have a great week. I want everybody to have a great day. I want everybody to have a great 2024. As always, stay safe, stay sane. And in whatever way, shape, or form, however it means something to you, stay disruptive. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real loud, but most importantly, end this puppy with something real funky. So I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.